So, crisis in government here, Brexit, the aftermath, the world ill at ease with itself generally. Who will it impact financially on the most? The young or those of us of more mature years? Are you in your 50s? Are you worried about getting through maybe the next 25 years of health that you might be blessed with? Have you set any money aside? Is it too late to even start? Let me speak to Sarah Pennell. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Personal finance expert, Sarah. No better person to have after the spend over Easter. There's research has been done in relation to how the over 50s are behaving and women coming out differently than men.
That's right. I think it was really interesting that the research that Saga Money carried out showed that over half of women aged over 50, so 52%, said that they weren't willing to take any sort of risk with their money. And that was quite different to, it was just over a third of men, 36%. And there's been quite a lot of research over the years that has shown that women are more cautious when it comes to investing. I actually think that, maybe I would say this because I'm a woman, I actually think that we're much more risk aware rather than necessarily being risk averse. And I think that historically, the financial services industry hasn't done a really good job of explaining exactly what risk is and what that means if you are going to invest your money in something like stocks and shares or in a pension.
So we're really talking about the over 50s, because at 55 you can access whichever little pension pot you have and redirect it somewhere. Some people are very afraid to touch it.
That's right. I think the focus on over 50s, as you said, it's got two reasons. One is that is the age when you're 55 that you can get at your pension pot. Now, whether you should is obviously a whole different argument. But also, I think it's the age that which some people feel that they can actually really focus on their investing. So they may, if they're lucky, have paid off their mortgage. Their children may have left home if they're not boomeranging back home again because they can't get on the property ladder. And also retirement suddenly doesn't seem like that's that thing that's a lifetime away. It's actually kind of round the corner. So I think it is the age at which people feel a bit more like they need to think about investing. But as this research has shown, women quite often feel that the industry isn't for them, that it's not aimed at them. They're not sure actually what investing involves and maybe a bit more cautious about taking that first step.
Some people, of course, got their fingers burned about 20 years ago by investing in what seemed to be the boom of stocks and shares, and then the big crash happened.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be said that the financial services industry hasn't in the past covered itself in glory. I mean, there have been mis-selling scandals such as endowments, and if you go back to the 80s, then pensions. So I think that in some ways it shouldn't be a surprise that anybody, man or woman, does have some real caution about investing. But things are changing. There's a lot of the practices that were rife in the 80s and early 90s have been outlawed now. You know, financial advisors can't be paid by commission if they're selling you an investment or a pension. And also, they have to be much better qualified. Also, I mean, the thing that wasn't in the mix then that is here very much now is that savings rates are frankly rubbish. So whereas in the old days, in the 80s and 90s, if you didn't want to invest, you could just say, well, actually, it's not for me. You'd still get a good return on your savings. These days, well, I've just checked the Best Buy tables, and you'll struggle to get 1% on a easy access account. That's fine if it's money you're setting aside for the proverbial rainy day or for paying for a holiday or so on. It's not fine, though, if that's money that you want to last you when you stop working or to help build up so you can actually retire in the kind of style you'd like.
And finally, Sarah, any younger ones listening to the programme who have no form of pension input in this day and age, would you recommend that they start? I'm talking about people maybe in their late 20s.
Yeah, it is one of those things. It's a cliche to say that you're never too young to start saving for your pension, whether you're a man or a woman. But that is the case. And I would say the one question I think that you should ask, whatever age you are, is if I'm not saving for a pension, if I'm not putting money in something for my retirement, what will I live on? And the state pension, sadly, isn't going to keep you in anything like the kind of style you'd like to become accustomed. It's about £20 a day, which is nothing. And also, if you're in your 20s or 30s, you may not get your state pension till you're 68, 69, or even 70. So I think that actually the industry needs to talk about investing in a way that makes more sense, not just to women over 50, but to all of us. But also, we need to think about, well, actually, what kind of lifestyle do I want and how will I get there? You have to be comfortable with the risks, but I don't think you can realistically rely just on money and savings these days.
Okay, Sarah, always good having you on. Thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sarah Pennells.